What is going on, everybody? Welcome back to the Mind Over Macros podcast. As always, I am your host, Mike Milner. And today I had a very special guest, my good friend, repeat guest on the show, JK McLeod, who is just a wealth of knowledge when it comes to training, programming, coaching in general. And that was actually the topic of conversation. We really went into who is coaching for? What is coaching all about? What is even the value of coaching? Or maybe who is coaching not for? What are some signs that you probably should not hire a coach? I thought this was a really helpful conversation. Hopefully you guys agree. If you do, we would love to hear about it. The best way to give feedback is by messaging us and letting us know that you enjoyed the show. Or if you have questions, you can hit me up at coach_Mike_Milner on Instagram. JK is at Coach JK McLeod. And that's Coach JK. McLeod is spelled M-C-L-E-O-D. So you can message him on Instagram as well if you have questions. And then if you could do me a favor, leave a 5-star rating and review on Apple Podcasts to help the show grow. Take a screenshot of the episode and tag us both if you enjoyed the content. And with that being said, enjoy the episode. All right, everybody, we are back with another special guest. This person is no stranger to the show. I have got JK McLeod on the Zoom line with me for the Mind Over Macros podcast. I think this is appearance number 3, maybe 4. So we don't need to go into like full in-depth background, but if you want to give like the 5-minute elevator pitch on who you are and what you do.
You said not in depth, but you said I got 5 minutes. All right, cool. Well, first of all, I think this is my third time being on, and humbled and appreciative every single time. So my name is JK, as you stated. I am a trainer, programmer, performance coach, really dig into all things health and fitness related. Really what I dig into is specifically creating training programs for people based on their lifestyle, based on their personality, and really try to help people achieve their goals by building training programs that are based on their lifestyle versus I need you to change who you are, your lifestyle, your responsibilities in order for this particular training program to be effective for you. So I'm very, very much aligned with the individual approach to really doing what we can to help people achieve their goals through fitness. That's my passion, something I've been doing for quite a few years now. First started in person, doing both personal training, small group, and then large group fitness, writing programs for that. Then slowly transitioned into kind of a hybrid model where it was in person and then part online. And then a few years ago, just decided to go full remote and have not looked back since then.
Love it. And for anybody that's been around the POP community or in the POP Facebook group or just following what we do, JK writes all of the training programs for everything that we do, from clients to challenges. And then we just recently launched a beta program, which we'll be getting into more specifics about later on. But JK is doing one-on-one programming through there, which I was going to save this for later. But since you brought it up, you mentioned taking somebody where they're at with their lifestyle versus making somebody overhaul their lifestyle to fit a certain program, which obviously speaks to my philosophy. And like, we want as little friction as possible between the person and the habit or the new thing that they're trying to create, the change that they're trying to facilitate. I think James Clear probably had the best way of phrasing that in his book, Atomic Habits, which is like the more friction there is between you and the bad habit, the more likely you are to break it. The less friction there is between you and the positive habit, the more likely you are to continue on with it, which I think, speaking from a training perspective, is one of those things that you don't often see. Like most programming is, here's the program, go do it, right? Like there's not much in terms. Yeah. And I think that sometimes when people hear one-on-one programming, that's what they think. They think, I'm going to get a program and I'm just going to follow it. Can you talk about the difference between what I experienced like about 4 years ago, where I had this beautiful PDF with my name plastered all over it, but it was a copy and paste program that had nothing to do with me as a person? it's easy to understand this stuff, I think, from a nutrition perspective, but from a training perspective, maybe not so much. So I'd love to hear your perspective on real programming one-on-one versus just a template.
Yeah, absolutely. And let me first start by saying that, as you've alluded to, I do both. Okay, so I build training templates that can be used by the masses, so to speak, which we've done for our POP clients, we've done for our POP challenges, different things like that. Even with those, though, we're still putting out, I mean, each and every time we're putting out a different template based on the different neurotypes. So there is that piece where there's a template, you get that particular template, that PDF, and it's pretty much a generalized program that takes just a lot of different things into account. And then you can make some adjustments in order to try and kind of personalize it a bit for that particular individual. I kind of think back to, I can't remember the name of that store that was at the mall. And I'm dating myself because I just talked about like going to the mall. But you would buy, I remember, because Father's Day is, you know, just past us here. And I remember that for Father's Day, one time I went and tried to grab one of those like coffee mugs or custard mugs or whatnot. And then you could personalize it and get a name engraved on it. So it was definitely personalized, you know, to go to that particular person, but it all starts out with the same general structure and different things like that. Then I think about, you know, a gift that my kids gave me, which was, I've got like one of them like right next to me. Like they grabbed a piece of paper and my daughter's got this really beautiful way of expressing herself through like different quotes and calligraphy and different things like that. So she started with me in mind and really writing out something that she knew was really going to mean something to me, like something that a quote that was really going to hit me where it definitely did. So I think about programming the same way. So when you are truly building a program, kind of going back to the Father's Day gift for me specifically, when you're building a program for that particular individual, it starts off with a lot of asking questions. So we're asking questions not only about your what should be like your standard things around like talk to me about, you know, programs that you've done in the past, talk to me about any particular injuries, talk to me about your goals, those sorts of things. We go a layer deeper. We start asking, so talk to me about your average day and what that involves for you. With, you know, we mentioned the beta program with POP Prime. One of the things that's a major advantage there is that we also are working in partnership because I'm also in conversation with the nutrition coach that they're working with. So instead of like this kind of piece where you've got your personal trainer that you go to at the gym or a program you follow at the gym, and then you've got your nutrition coach who isn't really linked to that at all, it's all under one particular roof. And when we're building that particular, you know, from the nutrition side, when that program is being built, as you said, a lot of people can really kind of align with that because like, that totally makes sense. Like if I'm allergic to nuts, then it wouldn't make sense that my nutrition coach is suggesting that I really get my fats in by giving me a list of 15 different, you know, different nut products to have. P.S. That happened to me once, not with my current coach. So the same thing, if I'm working with somebody like right now, I've got a particular individual who has previously had a particular hip injury and a back injury. So those are things that we're taking into account. So what we're doing is we're building a plan to make sure that they're properly primed and warmed up and mobilized before going into that particular movement. And that's, we also are looking specifically at like particular set and rep ranges, just a lot of different things that go specifically to that individual versus, okay, you know, we're doing 4 sets of 8 deadlifts and green light, go. So we're really taking into account not only the science, because it is going to go back to their particular things that are recommended. We're more often than not really putting a lot of the priority towards, is this the best fit for this particular individual? So I know that some sort of a hinging pattern is going to be helpful, but what is the best way for us to do that for this individual based on their lifestyle? So hopefully that kind of
That makes perfect sense. I think one way to really distinguish between, because unfortunately it's very common in the industry. It's common practice to say we do individualized programming, and you have this whole library of programs and you're like, you know what, I'm going to pick this one because I think this would probably be a good fit. And I'm just going to put that person's name at the top. That is usually what I see more frequently than anything else, which is probably a layer above, you know, it's probably one step above just having a cookie cutter template that goes to everyone, where you have a library of templates that you're choosing and you're like, okay. And that's similar to what we do for our standard POP clients, right? We have all these different neurotyping templates, and then we can kind of pick and choose, all right, what's your neurotype? What's this client need? This is probably the program that's best for you. Whereas with your one-on-one, you're really going in depth. It's not just a library of templates. It's truly crafting from scratch to meet this individual where they're at and create the best path forward. But I think a really easy way to distinguish is if you ask for a one-on-one program and you receive it that same day, it probably wasn't really designed for you. Because I know that your process, you have to really, you're starting from scratch. You're you know, making this masterpiece with all the ingredients that you have. And it takes more than a day. We'll just leave it at that. I think what, and I'm curious with explaining the value, because I can very easily say for individuals on the nutrition side, if you're trying to cut corners, if you're just using a meal plan, or if you're using a like $50 a month macro calculator, or if you're using some kind of standard program that shills out the same exact process for everybody, you might see some temporary results. The biggest disadvantage is very hard to maintain and very difficult to make personal adjustments because there's not a real coaching environment there. It's very formulaic. On the training side, what would you explain the difference between, you know, what's the value on having that true one-on-one programming versus something that's just a template that you got from whatever? I went to bodybuilding.com and downloaded a template. And, you know, where do you see the differentiation there in results?
Yeah. So it's not surprising to me that as you were talking, I wrote down the word adjustments and then you talked about the adjustments. And that's one of the first things that jumps off the page to me when it comes to really being able to differentiate and understand the value of having a program that's built for you as an individual, like just a single person. So I've already talked about the difference with where you start, and then it's about how you make adjustments as you go through. So it's not even just as basic as, okay, well, this particular template is 4 days a week. I typically train 3 days a week, so I'll just carry over, you know, day four into the next week. Well, maybe that's an adjustment that you can make, but that's similar to like the algorithm type of thing. So it's just like, okay, well, I'll just make that adjustment. One of the examples that I can give on where you go deeper and you see the value of a coach is there's a particular movement that just, it seems to be causing you some problems. So figuring out what to do with particular movements that can be kind of irritating, that can cause pain, that you're not recovering from very well, that you feel like you're plateaued with progress in, that's a very individualized approach. Because if I have somebody, so for example, I have one of our clients right now that we put a particular movement in that they felt like they were pretty comfortable with, pretty familiar with. What we quickly found out through doing a form check, because with the software that we use, they can submit a video form check at any time. So through looking at that, she was saying that it was causing her some pain now. And what we realized is that one, she had been doing the movement incorrectly. And two, we needed to make some adjustments to what was happening prior to her going into the movement. So even exercise order can be very, very individualized. And so now we're working through that process. And what's interesting is that she said in the past, what she would have done is just take that movement out completely. So it wouldn't have been there. And I can say that one of my personal areas of bias is if you're just going to ignore something that isn't working for you, then you never actually get to the root of why that thing isn't working for you. And as we've dug into it with facing that particular thing with a fair share of people, there's like one or two movements, no matter what program that you do, that just seem a little weird or whatever it may be. And what's interesting is when we start really making those connections, which again, you can't really do through, you know, just an app where you kind of plug in, yes, I did it, or no, I didn't. But when you really start kind of peeling back the layers, you find out that they spend, for example, somebody says like they have something that's really bothering their back. So this move bothers my back. But then you realize they spend the majority of their day hunched over helping patients, hunched over helping kids at a daycare, hunched over. So that's where you make some adjustments in order to fit that particular person's lifestyle. So you start looking at, this is where I like nerd out, because you start looking at, okay, let's look at the ratio of like push to pull. And when we're hinging, like, are we hinging in a way that's going to support your day, or are we hinging in a way that's just going to add more unnecessary volume to your day? So just because a program says you need to, you know, deadlift twice a week or whatever it may be, is that really the best move for you? So you no longer have to, you know, start doing like Google coaching for yourself to figure out what to do. That's your coach's job. Like, that's my job. So when somebody reaches out with something like that, that's where I can even make a much more informed decision, because we're building a relationship. And it's like, yeah, that movement is irritating you. You also mentioned that you spent the past 3 days, you know, out boating or whatever it may be, and didn't stretch. But okay, like, it all kind of links together. So yeah, I think that's a big differentiator too, is the ability to make informed adjustments.
And I think that really highlights the value there, because I think about it in terms, just the way that my brain works is in terms of like the standard macro coaching. And I had a situation that I really think encapsulates what we're talking about. A lot of people, when they have problems with a program, with an exercise, with a nutrition plan, they just keep, because they've been told that just following through and being consistent is most important, which it probably is. So they're just like, well, I'm having this issue, but I need to follow through and continue doing this program. Recently started to notice massive digestive issues, and very consistent with my nutrition. It was a time period where I'm pretty dialed in, and just, you know, normally previous me would have just kept doing it. Like, I just have to deal with my trips to the bathroom and being uncomfortable and being bloated. And through the coaching process, we were able to start making adjustments, not to the quantity that I was eating, but specific things that may have been causing that irritation. And it's funny, because I thought I had it pinpointed with these artificially sweetened beverages that I was drinking. Wait, I was having like two per day, and it was just, I thought we solved it, but then I still had more issues. I then was able to pinpoint, with the help of my coach, that it was actually whey. And I'd been using a lot of whey protein. Cut it out. My stomach has never felt better. And then I introduced the artificial sweeteners back in to see if that still caused issues. Yeah. No problems. So I had no issues with the sweeteners.
Interesting.
It was totally the whey. And okay. I think sometimes these things are dose dependent, right? Like, I had really increased, my protein numbers had been very high. It was a lot to get in. So I was using way more whey powder to get that, to hit that number. And it was like, just caused an issue. And sometimes that happens. Sometimes our body changes like that. And I think that that really shows that a personal adjustment isn't just macros up and down. It's not just increasing sets and reps. There's more finer details. And I really think that the, you know, when we came up with the Pop Prime program, literally we named it Pop Prime, as in like Amazon Prime, like delivering results to your doorstep in a moment's notice. And I'm always somebody, I know you feel the same way, where we're always looking for ways to improve. Where can we get better? And we felt like having no stone unturned in the process was going to be the most effective way. Meaning, we want to be able to control the nutrition and lifestyle. We want to be able to control the training and lifestyle. We want to be able to control the supplement intake. We want to be able to look at blood work and analyze hormone levels and what's going on under the hood, and really have this all-encompassing approach where we know all angles are covered.
Yeah.
I'm curious if you have any thoughts on, because it looks like you're about to jump in.
Yeah. What really comes to mind for me as you are talking about that, and that's interesting too, with the piece around like the artificial sweeteners, because I, you know, I'm I'm a podcast listener. So just listening to like that process as you've been going through it, where you were talking about like the, I think it was the sparkling ice drinks or whatnot. Yep. It's always interesting too, when you feel like it's one thing. So you go down that path and then it turns out, well, it may be this other thing. To me, this may be a whole separate podcast that speaks to the value of having like foundational things and consistent things. Because if you're constantly like putting things in, taking things out, introducing all this other stuff, it's very hard to diagnose like what is the thing that's causing this particular issue. But what I was thinking about was, you know, to use like a sports analogy, the advantage of having the coach is that the coach is kind of like the coach and coordinators all at once. So I think about like football, for example. You've got, I've got a really good friend of mine who's a high school football coach in New York, and I was asking him some questions because I just think there's a lot of correlation between coaches across different industries. And what I found really interesting was him really sharing with me like how he works. He's on the field, right? So he's overseeing an entire process, but he's getting signals from the guys that are in the booth upstairs, like his coordinators can see things that he can't necessarily see. So he's getting all sorts of different views. And I know we often talk about, you know, the 30,000 foot view or whatever it may be. And I think that's a benefit of coaching too. And I say this as somebody who has multiple coaches is, you know, when I'm in the game, my focus is on I'm in the game. Like I'm a player in the game. I'm going to go and I'm going to execute things and I'll do what I need to do. I'm going to tell you like, hey, I kind of noticed this thing from this particular player. I'll give you that feedback so you can do your job. And also at the end of the day, like the coach is going to see a lot more things and have a lot more visibility because they're overseeing the entire process versus me who's in the game. So I think those in-game adjustments too are much more impactful when they're coming from somebody or a team who you've got your coach on the field, you've got your sideline guys, and you've got the folks that are in the booth. I think that that analogy just came to me because it was something that I hadn't thought about for a while.
Yeah, I think that really nails it on like understanding the big picture and that 30,000 foot view of like, why, yeah, you know, why should we even consider coaching? Why should we consider investing in a process like this? And that really kind of nails it. And you also dropped a little piece of gold in there and then moved past it quickly. So I don't want to overlook that. You mentioned the fact that when you have consistent foundational pieces, you're able to pinpoint things that are causing problems or that are causing successes more easily. Meaning if I try to change seven things at once and I start seeing progress, well, how do I know what led to that progress? Or if I change seven things at once and I start to notice symptoms of issues and I'm not responding the way that I want, how do we know what's working and what's not? It's just at that point, yeah, you're you know, throwing darts blindfolded. It's, you have no idea. So when you take it one step at a time and you implement one thing at a time and you get really consistent, you know, we talk about this, the 1%, you know, the compounding interest of habits over a long period of time. And then there's that added benefit of, well, now I know I'm just changing this one thing. If I'm making progress, great. I know why I'm making progress. And if I'm not making progress, then maybe I can insert the next thing. And then if that thing starts to work, or if I start to feel worse, now I can remove that thing and start back. I'm not starting back at square one. I'm starting from a higher floor, you know, versus dropping all the way back down.
Yeah, I as usual, I agree with you there. And I recently posted about this not too long ago with a takeaway that I had with a very long time client. This is a client that I've been working with for now, my gosh, we're over 5 years together at this point. And she had recently gone through about 2 weeks where she was experiencing something that just was different, and it was with her sleep. Like something was just throwing her sleep off, and we were able to, I mean, very quickly pinpoint it. And what we were able to kind of talk about after pinpointing exactly like in this, it was one of those moments where you're like, am I being punked? Because this was almost way too easy to pinpoint. It was because she's been so ridiculously consistent over the years with like 2 to 3 specific things. And what happened is that she had introduced something a little bit different, was feeling a little bit off. And then it just started to increase. And so we were able to say like, hey, because you've been consistent in your nighttime routine for so long with this thing, it's clear that this particular aspect is something that's setting that back a bit as far as your overall sleep quality goes. So, you know, we have to figure out a solution to that. But again, it kind of goes back to that whole like Jocko Willink, like discipline equals freedom.
Yep.
The more that you have structural foundational things in place that you can pretty much do day in and day out on your best day and your worst day, then the more freedom and flexibility we have to play around with some different things. And that's where I think, again, that benefit of, you know, things like metabolic priming, things like initially, like with this first block with our beta group, we're learning through these first few weeks of, you know, they're leaving notes and they're leaving great feedback. Like everybody's just doing a fantastic job of really working through this particular process. And it doesn't mean that just because something happens one week, all of a sudden we just throw everything out and start over. It's where we're understanding that process. So I think that's a big piece of it too, is when you're working with a coach, a great coach will make you feel like, and not just make you feel like, but you will feel like your feedback is actually what's helping drive the process. I think something that's tough for me is when someone says, you know, I did this particular program and that program, it's because that program works for me. And it's like, is it the program that works for you? Or was it that you were dedicated, you were committed, you showed up, you did what needed to be done. On your worst day, you said, hey coach, I'm having a bad day, like that sort of a thing. I think that's why you see people go back to extreme programs so often. Yep. Because they don't have a coach who's giving them credit for the work that they're putting in to make that process happen.
Yeah. And you mentioned something really key, which is the people in the beta program right now, leaving notes, communicating, mm-hmm. saying what's working, saying how they're feeling, reporting back to both you and their nutrition coach. There's this phrase that gets tossed around a lot, especially if you're like myself and you're a Sixers fan. It says, trust the process. And I could not disagree with that phrase anymore. And I know the intent behind trust the process, which is like, you got to follow through, you got to commit. However, if it's a shitty process, then we shouldn't just be blindly trusting it. What I prefer is, let's scratch out that word trust and replace it with engage. Engage the process. Because now I'm in the process, but I'm engaged in it. So I'm actively communicating. I'm talking to my coach about how I feel. I'm talking to my coach about what's working and what's not. I'm talking to my coach about my goals, my commitment, my mindset, all of these things. Now I'm engaging the process, which allows for adjustments, which allows for more customization. So, you know, I really think that that speaks more to going in from the client's mindset. If you're considering hiring a coach, really try to remember that. Like, can I actively engage the process? As you kind of take a step back and look at the broad view, like who should be considering a coach? Like who is coaching for, and maybe who is it not for?
Oh boy. Okay. So when it comes to who is coaching for, I think that coaching is for everyone. I truly do. I think that everyone can benefit from a coach. Now, that being said, I think that questions, I have to hold up the mirror here. And I know you're a believer in the, you know, hold up the mirror before looking out the window. So I ask myself, like when I've hired coaches and currently the coaches that I have, why did I know it was the right time? Or why did I know, you know, that I needed a coach? And I can think of two specific different times where I hired coaches. One was a time where I knew that what I was doing wasn't working. I was doing the same things over and over. I was constantly like going to buy this particular program, and then I either wouldn't open the book or I'd get halfway through like some of the lessons and then not finish it. And I wanted some accountability for that. So it was something that I knew I just was, I mean, for my personal self, I knew I was failing at it. And it wasn't because I didn't want it. It was just because, you know, I knew that this was a process I needed a partner in. And I wanted somebody who was going to listen and also give me some feedback. So I'd say that would be one aspect, is coaching really works well First, folks who are thinking, okay, this is something where I know that I want the result. I just know that I'm not doing what I need to do. I'm willing to put in some effort in order to do that. So you have to have that willingness. Then there was another aspect of my life where I was doing well. I wanted to do even better. Like I wanted to go from that good to great level. I knew that I was getting by, I was sufficient, but I knew I could do more. And I wanted to find somebody who could take me to that next level. My grandfather used to say, going there can't tell been there how to get there. So I thought about that and I thought to myself, okay, well, let me seek out people who've done this particular work before and they've moved the needle. So I just needed them to be some steps ahead of me. So two different aspects, one where I was really failing, I felt like, and then one where I was doing pretty well and better than most and I could get by, but I knew I could go to another level. Areas where I felt like, or times where I maybe hired a coach and I shouldn't have hired a coach, quite honestly, it was because I was not bought into truly actually wanting to make a change in that particular area. Hands down. Yeah. So if you were to say to me, you know, I know I started off with, I think everybody can benefit from a coach. They can. Yeah. Where I think a coach will not be helpful for you is if you actually aren't committed to actually wanting to make a change. You've said this to me multiple times. Everybody wants change, but nobody wants to change.
Yep.
Or some aspect of that. And I can definitely think the times where coaching, quote unquote, has not worked for me have been times where I didn't really follow up on the process. I didn't follow through. And probably the biggest mistake that I made is when I was struggling, I didn't tell them. So you got to be willing to commit to wanting to go through building that relationship, because that's what coaching is. It's relationship and it's connection.
Yeah, 100%. And that's, I couldn't agree more, especially on who should not hire a coach. I think a lot of times we are under this perspective that joining coaching is just like an immediate, like I paid for a coach, so now I get the result. And you forget that there's all of this work in between. And the way that I see it is hiring a coach is just, you just paid your admission. You just paid to enter the game. You know, now you got to go through the process. Now you got to start showing up and putting in the work. And that doesn't, and I think the value of coaching is to remove the pressure from yourself to be perfect, because a lot of times we have this standard where we're all or nothing, right? That's one of the biggest cognitive distortions that we all have. We typically struggle with the gray area. We struggle with that middle ground. So we are either 100% or we're 0%. And a coach and going through the process of being coached will allow you to learn what the middle looks like and to stop putting so much pressure on yourself to be perfect. It requires a willingness to change and a willingness to communicate. And a lot of times I think we view this whole process backwards. We think, well, that means I need to have all my ducks in a row. That means I need to have the perfect schedule and all my time is clear and I have no other responsibilities. And that's backwards to the reality Coaching will alleviate the stress. It will, like the way I see it is, if we want this for real life, we need to make it a part of real life, which means it's going to be messy. It's going to be, you know, necessary when times are crazy and you're busy and you've got a million things on your plate like that. If we can maintain or make progress through those periods, then imagine what happens when you do have a period of time where things are a little bit easier, less hectic. So I think sometimes we view that backwards. Is, I'll get a coach when my schedule's clear. No, you should get a coach when you're in the most challenging situation, because that's when you need it more than ever.
Yeah, I want to add something to that, because as I think about, ready to do my check-in with my coach after we get off this call, and I was thinking about feedback that I was putting together for her. And one of the things that really struck me is the benefit that I've had of her as a coach and then a couple of other consultants and coaches that I've had over the past 3 months. And thinking about how absolutely like crazy and stacked things have been. And had I not had coaches through that particular time, especially coaches who've already taken the time to get to know me and my ebbs and flows and things like that, then how much more stressful of a time it would have been as I was working through things like unplanned personal issues and different things like that and different things with business. I really want to reiterate that point that you made around feeling like you need to be ready. Like, it reminds me of when I first hired my first personal trainer. I would not recommend to somebody that they feel like they need to get in shape before they go hire a personal trainer. And I was that person. So I was the person who I spent about 6 months doing it on my own with a Men's Health, like big book of exercises, I think it was called, and writing out my own stuff. That's kind of where the programming thing started, which I probably shouldn't have been doing it on my own at that time. And then felt like I was ready to go ahead and hire a trainer. And at that point, my trainer, it almost delayed things a little bit, to be straight up with you, because I had already kind of built this like, well, you know, I already know what I'm doing kind of. So, you know, you're just here to kind of give me some additional tips. Yeah. And found out I was maybe a little too big for my britches, as they used to say. So yeah, I would definitely say that that can be a big plus, is having a coach when you're going through your most stressful times. Because to your point, just think about as some of those things start to offload, you now, I call it the stress test. Like, use those things to your advantage. Knowing how to navigate through the biggest storms in your life, and then when the storm passes, you have tested that boat like hardcore, and now look at what you have the freedom to do.
Yeah, and you just gave me a perfect opportunity to drop this line, because two people on the line right now who are massive Inky Johnson fans. Those of you who don't know Inky Johnson, just go look him up. Listen to anything that you find on YouTube, any podcast that he has ever done, and there's no misses in his repertoire.
None.
Inky Johnson said on the last podcast I listened to, every storm has an expiration date. And I was like, man, he did it again. And that, like, I don't know where he comes up with this, but he did it. It was like thinking about that. And life is just, you know, a series of different storms of varying degrees. But if you always have that thought in your mind that every storm has an expiration date, so what does that mean? That means that during this storm, if I have added support through coaching, then when I get past, when that expiration date hits, I'm in a much better position than if I let that storm do its work on me by myself. And now I have to crawl out. You know what I mean? Like, you're trying to start from a much deeper hole than if you hired that coach to get you through that storm. Inevitably, there's going to be that expiration date, but you're either starting from a really strong position or you're trying to scramble just to get back to, you know, square one. So I think that's that perspective. It hit home for me when he said that. So
and what it reminds me of too, I can't remember the number off the top of my head. I'll tell you, I think we're close to 40 to 50% of the folks that are in the beta group right now are on vacation.
Yeah.
And they're still getting it done. Yeah. So we've crafted something that allows them, or not allows, let me reiterate, that it encourages them to fully enjoy their vacation and move in a purposeful way. And that's been some of the best feedback so far from a couple that I just got last night. Around, it feels good to be able to enjoy my family, enjoy my vacation, do what I need to do, and I still feel good, and these workouts are not taking away from my family while on vacation. Yep. It's just I can get that little dose of movement that I wanted to get, and already kind of seeing the benefit as they move about the rest of their day. So I think that's a piece of that too, because I know there were a couple of folks that were kind of like, well, you know, I'm getting ready to go on vacation and things like that. And some trainers and programmers may say like, okay, well, you know, let's kind of put this on hold until you get back. But if you've got somebody that movement is a foundational piece for them, it's a part of their life, then I'm the opposite. Like I rub my hands together and I go, oh, perfect. Yeah. So what, like, perfect. Like, I know that you want to do this work, so I will make it as efficient as I possibly can. And then let's go enjoy the rest of the day.
Yeah, I love it. I think that's where knowing yourself is such a huge asset, because you know what to ask for, you know what's going to work well for you, you know how to communicate. But also on the other side of that, knowing yourself for me, it means knowing that I do better with accountability. If I have a plan and I have somebody that I'm reporting to, I am much more likely to show up than if I'm just, I know what I need to do on my own, so I'm just going to try to do it. There's nothing of substance there. It's just, you know, hopefully you still follow through, but you're really leaving a lot to chance and you're putting the odds against you versus I know myself, if I don't have that other person that I'm accountable to, if I don't have to send those progress pictures, if I don't have to report my weigh-ins, if I don't have to let them know how my consistency is with nutrition, then, well, if I don't have to report it, it's like it didn't happen. So I can just keep my head in the sand. But I know myself and I know that's how I operate, which is why I always have a coach. I think that also when you see what's transpired on your own, you can make a very informed decision. Like if I was going to be able to do this on my own, I probably would have done it by now. That's like my recent journey has led me more down the personal development rabbit hole of late. And I've invested a lot of time, money, and energy into that side. I want to continue to try to be a better person. I want to impact more people. I want to be a better leader. And I have a lot of work to do internally. I know that I can't just do that on my own. Like, okay, I'm just going to try to be a better person. But like, I haven't walked that, you know, in those shoes yet. So I want somebody who's been there that can guide me down that path of becoming a better person and being a better leader and impacting more lives and knows what that actually looks like. So it's just one of those things of knowing yourself, knowing what does it look like on my own versus what does it look like with accountability?
Yeah, that accountability piece is huge. And I think that something that I want to make sure is said is that accountability is very different for different people. All of the people that I work with are very different when it comes to what actually accountability is for them. There's some folks where it's a simple, quick message of, hey, didn't see that checked off, want to make sure everything's okay. There's other folks where it's got to be a bit more of a direct message. Everybody's a little bit different. And an example that just came to me, because you know I like to do a lot of different analogies, like the example that came to me is when you think about something that's more of an automated system, I think about this program that I was looking at quite a while back that talked about their accountability system. And the accountability system that they had is that you, if you didn't input your information, it auto sends you an email to let you know like, hey, you missed your check-in, or hey, you missed this. Like it's an automated email. And I was thinking to myself, huh, that's cool. But do you want to know how many unread emails I have right now? Like it's not pretty. And sending me an email is an automated email. Okay, that may work for some people. But for me, like knowing that there's a human being who's putting time, effort, and energy into the programming or the coaching or whatever's happening, like that's a different level of accountability. So while I appreciate that you may have this automated system that says like, hey, you didn't finish module 3, like that sort of thing, it's just like the carton on Amazon. Like we've all probably had some stuff sitting in our cart, just sitting. And then we get really pissed when we go back and the price has changed. Yeah. It's like, I kind of think about accountability that same way. Accountability is instead of it just sitting in your cart or the unread email, it's someone who's personally like reaching out to you. And it's not a scolding. It's not like a, you know, a you suck sort of thing. It's a, hey, I wanted to just check in and make sure everything was all right. Because there's sometimes it's not just about like compliance. And I think that's a big piece of it too. A lot of the automated stuff really is geared based on compliance versus actual connection. So I think connection over compliance, I think is a big benefit that we've got with the one-on-one coaching too.
Yeah, that's huge. And obviously we are both, you know, biased towards POP and what we do. I think that it is truly, when I say that I think that it's second to none, I mean that obviously I'm biased, but I think that being able to see what you do and what the coaches do and how this is all coming together synergistically, I don't think that there's anything like it right now. However, I don't want to just say that we're the only option, because that would be naive and also not really helpful for a lot of people that we are not the right fit for. As you're kind of sifting through a lot of the noise and programs and coaches out there, how do you start that that search of who's the right fit for me. If I'm, I know I want to hire a coach. I know that it's important to me. I know that I want these results and I'm willing to show up and commit and engage in the process. How do I know who's the right fit for me?
So are you asking me personally, or if someone asked me that question?
If somebody asked you that question.
Okay.
How would you direct them?
Okay. So the first thing I would do is I would first go back to, why are you seeking out a coach? So I'm very big on the, well, help me understand first, what's got you interested in looking for a coach? Like, what's led you to look for a coach? Because I think that that's a big piece of knowing why you're doing the thing that you're doing, kind of going back to an example you use all the time with punching in like your starting point in a GPS. Like, first, like even before that, why are we getting in the car? Before even deciding where we're going to go, like, why are we even getting in the car right now? So I first start there. And then I tell folks, take a look, like start taking a look around. And then if you can, try to find long form content for that particular individual or that program or whatever it may be. These days, I can very confidently say that the majority of the really good coaches that I know have some sort of consistent, either long form content, or if it's short form, they've been kind of preaching the same message consistently for a very long period of time. So I tell them, like, hey, seek out people who you would be able to identify what truly matters to them. So if you're talking about someone who, you know, no matter, say if they have never been on a podcast, whatever it may be, so you can't find something that's long form, that's completely out the window, scroll through and really take a look at what are the messages that they're preaching. And if the constant message is all about quick results, and you said that the reason you started this or got in the car to begin with is because you were planning on going on a long road trip, you weren't planning on going around the corner to the neighbor's house, then start looking for signs that someone is in it for the long haul, that sort of thing. Before and afters are absolutely fabulous for some people. For other people, they're not. It all depends. It completely depends. And I realize that, you know, some people are going to disagree with me on that, and I totally understand. I think that it's all about, number one, first, before you start looking for a coach, try to ask yourself why you're looking for one. Like, what are you looking to try to accomplish? And then look for a message that they're consistently preaching. If someone is consistently preaching a particular message, then 9 times out of 10, that's what they're going to consistently go back to. Look for folks that are able to talk about their approach that isn't specifically linked to needing to buy a particular product in order to make to get that result and maintain it. Can it help assist? Can it be, you know, some sort of piece that helps you out? Sure. But if they're saying, like, I remember interviewing a particular coach, and they really couldn't talk to me about like anything that they necessarily did. They were just trying to basically give me a whole laundry list of things. This was actually the same person that suggested that I go like 15 different types of nut butters and stuff like that. Like, by the way, I'm allergic. So I think it's really just paying attention to the consistent message that you're hearing from that individual. Hopefully that I rambled a little bit, but hopefully that kind of helps on that there.
It's a great, great answer. You mentioned before and after, so I want to just touch on that, because it's like the standard fitness marketing strategy, right? Yep. Just showcase body transformation. And I don't want to take away from the physical results, but what I would ask from a consumer standpoint, because we post before and afters all the time. We show progress pictures all the time.
Yeah, I've done it myself too.
Yeah. And what I would ask is that you read between the lines and you see if there's anything that you can take away beyond the physical. What I mean by that is, don't just look at the body, how it changed, but read the words of what the client spoke about or what the coach spoke about through the process. If you look at any, like, you could just go to our Facebook group, Personality Diet and Neurotype Training. Join the group. You won't have to scroll very long to find a transformation picture. What you'll see is a very long-winded caption Because now I think the coaches try to write like me. So I'm way too long-winded and I think I'm rubbing off on them. At least I've had some influence on them. But you'll hear the story of a client that went from, you know, maybe scared of eating certain foods to having total food freedom, or maybe feeling like they were, you know, a victim or trapped in their own body. And now they feel this sense of empowerment and confidence. And you'll start to see very key phrases and messages in that post that speak to more than just the physical. The physical is often the byproduct of everything else you're reading. And you can tell when somebody posts a body transformation that's very surface level and probably unsustainable. And it's like, you know, I just had to suck it up and hit these macros for 12 weeks and I got this result. And right. Now I'm happy. And it's like, okay, well, let's talk in another 12 weeks. Let's talk in a year and see where you're at. And I think that that's one of the biggest things that I'm the most proud of with our program, is hearing from clients who have graduated, who have continued implementing the things that they learned through coaching, and they follow up in a year how they've never felt better. And you know, there's some times where things go a little bit sideways and then they come back to coaching almost as a tune-up, but it's amazing how different that is. It's like, normally I would have reverted all the way back, except now it's been a year and like, yeah, things went a little bit sideways, but I just need a quick tune-up. It's like, you know, bring the car into the mechanic. It won't take very long. We'll get you in and out in a second. So it's a huge difference in sustainability. And I think that's one of the things that makes me the most proud of what we do. And that's only going to improve as we're building out this process with Pop Prime and adding elements like the one-on-one programming and the supplements for your neurotype and the blood work and all of the other layers that are going into it, truly to make it like there is nothing that we don't know, at least why it's happening, and can then take the steps to address it.
Yeah. And I think an added benefit is also being able to, with that relationship building, you're able to work through all sorts of different seasons, like not your actual like fall, winter, spring, summer, but really work through different seasons within someone's life. Because there's just this what's the word that I'm looking for? It's like a priceless experience to be able to work with somebody all the way through all sorts of different seasons in their life. The ups, the downs, and the things like that. And I think that something that I thought about recently is one of the benefits that I've definitely felt from a coach has not just been in figuring out how to manage the lows. So when I'm down in the valley, like that sort of a thing, because I'll humbly say, like, I feel like I'm pretty good at kind of like just powering through, right? And so I may work with folks who are very similar, where they're just like, you know, I can just suck it up and I can just get through it. And okay, so my coach has helped me through that, but they've also helped me through the ups too. So the times where I'm feeling like fantastic and making sure that I truly understand the work that has been put in order to do that. So when I can see that same thing with a client, with having them understand that these wins, like the ups, are not happening just by chance. Like you don't trip your way to the top of the mountain. Like there's work that you've been putting in. And I remember a long time ago, you asking a question, or somebody had asked you a question like, hey, I'm seeing these particular like little things here and there, but when am I going to see like the big win? And that's one thing that really stuck out to me, where it was just like, whoa, hold on, like let's zoom out and really look. Like you've been stacking win on top of win on top of win on top of win. And that person just being like, oh, you know what? I guess I never really looked at it that way. So it goes back to that coach having like that big, like, pardon the pun, like macro view of being able to say, like, listen, like you've been putting in the work and it is adding up. So having that sort of accountability and follow up and feedback, I think is just, it's priceless.
Yeah, completely agree. I know that we are getting close on time, but you know, for anybody who is interested in the beta program, it's currently sold out, but we are opening up public spots very soon. Most likely in July. So it's right now, we're recording this on the 21st of June. If you want to reserve a spot, because when it opens publicly, we have 30 spots available. That's what we can realistically fulfill right now, basically because our coaches put a lot of time and energy in, and then JK on the programming side, it starts to diminish if we try to take on 100 people, for example, in a program of that, with that level of access, it's just not doable from a fulfillment standpoint. So when we do open it up publicly, there will be 30 spots, hard cap. That's not really negotiable. Anybody that's interested can go to neurotypetraining.com and learn about our one-on-one coaching first. Fill out an application. You can schedule a call right from there. You just click to learn about one-on-one coaching. You schedule the fill out the application, schedule the call. You speak to somebody on our team, and we see if it's a good fit. At that point, we can either get you started with our standard program, or we can put you on the wait list for the Prime program when it does open publicly. And then, as JK mentioned, if you're looking around, you know, check out other coaches, the content that they put out, if they're on podcasts, if they write emails, wherever, if they write articles, blogs, things like that, just see, you know, start with the why are you looking at a coach? What is it for? And then see if there's anybody that you relate to or connect with on that level, that's really speaking to your reasoning for wanting a coach in the first place. And then, you know, and then reach out, inquire to them. I'm all about, just more people getting the help that they deserve. And, you know, I think coaching is one of the best vehicles that we have at our disposal. So I think that's the best approach. JK, you want to add anything, or at least let everybody know how they can stay connected with you and reach out to you if they have questions?
Yeah, I think you summarized and encapsulated all of that information really well. So I won't attempt to throw any more sugar in the Kool-Aid there. So easiest way to connect with me is through Instagram, and I'm at Coach JK McLeod. So it's Coach JK McLeod on Instagram. And I'll drop a little thing, because I haven't mentioned this really to anybody other than maybe like my wife. I will have a biweekly email that starts very, very, very soon. So nice. If you connect with me, yeah. So if you connect with me on Instagram, you'll be able to stay up to date on that dropping probably around the same time that the Prime program will open up to the public, because it's something that's been a passion of mine that I've been wanting to do for a while. So I'm going to finally pull the lid off of that.
Yeah, I love it. I don't subscribe to many emails, but that will be one that you will have my attention for sure.
Cool. So appreciate it.
I'll at least increase your open rates and everything like that.
Thanks. And appreciate it.
And probably heckle you with some replies.
it's all good. Appreciate it. All right.
I appreciate the time, everybody. Hope this was helpful. Let us know. We always love to hear feedback. Both JK and myself, I'm going to speak for both of us here, but we're always open to share. If you have questions, we answer every message that gets sent our way as long as we see it. But if it shows up in my inbox, I know I respond, and JK is the same way. So hit him up on Instagram, hit me up on Instagram. Let us know if you enjoyed the show, and we'll talk to you very soon.